Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,99 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, stupid world records, Arnold's horse, and dogs on TV. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Greg Hahn is our guest.
I went out with this one girl. Can I say this?
Yeah. Sure.
Get a load of this. I'm on a date. I was out with this girl. Right? Here's what she says. It's true. She says, oh, I did something she didn't like. She goes, oh, you just lost some points. Oh, there's points involved. That's a point system that the women have. It's a point system. Men, we don't know what's going on. All we know is it involves points, and all of a sudden, we're down. You know what I mean? I was doing my impression of her mother. She's like, oh, you just lost some points. I'm like, really? How many did I start out with? Don't ask any questions. You're just going to lose more points. Well, transfer my account to your younger sister. No way, it's your mom again. You're talking to a guy that can blow through a lot of points in a hurry. Here, right? Anyway.
Yes, sir.
I like having girls over to my place. That's how I like it. I like having, I think it's chivalric for the man to cook for the woman. Oh, let me tell you something. The chicks love oatmeal. I'll just say that. All right. That's what I'm talking about. We just got a call from Tony the Yodeling Shetland Pony. He can't be here tonight. He's a little hoarse. Come on, everybody.
Come on.
Just meet me halfway on some of this junk.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
I believe we've concluded our sportscast.
Nope. Actually, we got one more.
Stupid no world record.
Another one?
Apparently, this happened last year with the Guinness just to verified it.
Oh.
28 tricks in 60 seconds. Two border collies named Wish.
Glad it was a border collie.
Yeah, if it was a hooker, man, that would be...
That would be something.
Oh, I think I'd want my money back.
Would you better be hello, grow
I'd like to meet Johnny One Pump and his friend or, Billy One Pump, Davey One Pump.
Or she's very good. Two border collies named Wish and Halo, they've set the world record. Guinness World Records announced the border collies performed the most tricks by two dogs in 1 minute.
A Wish and what?
Halo.
Halo there.
Oh, no.
Look at Chick's face.
I've lost the will to live.
What's the dog's name?
Halo there. Halo there.
Okay,
Halo.
Sorry.
You act like you're on our side, and then you do this.
Yeah.
I'm on nobody's side.
You're in the penalty That's box, right. mister.
I'm a chaos-tician.
Wish also broke the record for the fastest 5-meter crawl by a dog. 2.1 seconds.
Oh, is it a sniper? Why does he have to do that?
The dogs and their trainer, Emily Larlam of El Cajon, California, just outside San Diego, completed
the tricks.
Which
means one nut.
What
El Cajon?
That's pretty funny.
The city with one ball.
Well, if you've been to El Cajon, you're dead on, actually.
Don't be rude to El Cajon or their mayor, Lance Armstrong.
Larlam uses positive reinforcement.
Okay, top three people that have one ball.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, there's a dictator that we don't mention.
Gotta be Hitler.
Right. In terms of infamy.
I think I said Lance Armstrong because that's the only one that I knew, and I honestly felt kind of bad about it.
That's the only two I know of.
Yeah.
I don't think people make it.
Was that Hitler thing true, or was it just that song? Hitler.
He only had one ball. Hitler.
Was that just for the song, or was that a real thing?
What song was that?
Like an old...
Like a playground
World
song?
World War II thing.
Like yeah. A marching...
Apparently, Tupac Shakur only had one testicle.
Ah, Tupac, one ball.
Friend of the show, Tom Green.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He talked about that.
Yes.
And interestingly enough, Tom Green just appeared on... his ex-wife's brand new talk show.
Yeah, that was a nice little visit, wasn't
Drew Barrymore,
it?
Yeah. And they hadn't spoken in 15 years. And Tom, who's been on this show many times, such a gentleman.
Yes, he is.
He was so cool.
Incredibly nice.
This says Arnold Schwarzenegger only has one ball.
Huh.
I had never heard that.
Have you seen Arnold Schwarzenegger on social media? His Instagram? He's out of his mind. He has this mini horse.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this thing.
And he feeds it carrots right out of his mouth.
Well, they love each other.
At the kitchen table. He's nuts. He's out of his mind.
I think that's fine. I would do that to my dogs.
This little horse is crapping in the kitchen. Have you ever seen a horse movement? They're giant.
Well, could we keep on topic?
Sorry.
Josh brought up an important topic.
What's that?
People with one testicle.
Well, that's not important.
Primarily men.
Josh, you were the one. You brought it.
Yeah.
I believe that's false.
He said El Cajon. You said, that's the town with one ball.
Yeah.
And here we are.
I have never,
here we are. Thanks a lot, Josh.
According to this, Bruce Lee, one testicle.
Huh.
But
is this something guys talk about?
No.
Obviously, because none of us know about it, apparently. Napoleon Bonaparte?
Tom, do you have one that hangs lower than the other?
I think everyone does.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a shame. Is that how you justify that? So you don't feel weird in the
just
shower?
Just the other day, I was dipping it in candle wax.
Yes.
And I noticed it. Yes. The one hit first.
Wow.
Francisco Franco, apparently. How do they know this? Mao Zedong only had one ball?
How are we pronouncing that?
Wait.
Mao Zedong?
They've changed it. It's now spelled Mao Zedong.
It is?
Yeah. The same way they've changed, Beijing from Peking?
Zedong?
Well, that's it.
Exactly the same thing. I don't know why we're letting the Chinese boss us around. I say I want Peking duck, okay, pal? Here's your 24-hour notice. Trey Cool.
Ah.
From Green Day.
The drummer from Green Day.
Or like Dose Cool.
Only has one.
Oh, no, Uno.
Uno.
Famously, John Kruk only has one ball.
Oh, that's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, these are guys that in many cases have gone through and very publicly talked about testicular cancer. Very important, fellas, if you are if you have a lump down there,
now look to
talk
see
to
who
a
has,
medical professional.
Look to see who has three balls.
Ah.
Dr. Evil.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
My friend Chernobyl Greg, he has three balls.
How's old Cherny doing?
Oh, he's doing good, you know?
Chernobyl
Greg. How old is he now?
He's 37. Man, he makes a lot of money in those sideshow acts.
Yeah, he sure does. It was a rough sleepovers, though, right? He would glow in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
I would say most astronauts have three balls. Okay. So I'm sorry. So why were we, again, I forgot why we were in El Cajon, Texas.
There was a world record
border collies.
The border collies
were turning tricks, and you guys laughed because whores use the term trick. And then you said El Cajon, one ball, and now here we are.
And it's El Cajon, California or Texas?
California.
California.
Okay, sorry. So these are the world's best. Are there pictures of these dogs?
Yes, they're two border collies. They look all border collie-like.
They're cute.
You've seen one, you've seen them all.
You've seen one border collie.
They're all lassie.
A smaller version.
They pointy noses.
The border collie's famous for jumping over walls.
Sure.
Oh, okay, that's what the Texas joke was.
I'm glad we found it.
Okay, I just found a picture of these guys. Oh, my God, are they gorgeous. Oh, they're gray and they're so beautiful. What do you mean, whatever?
They look sheddy. Don't they look sheddy?
They do shed.
They're cute doggies.
A lot.
They're good doggies.
They are sweet. They are really sweet.
Really smart.
Chick, can your dogs do any tricks?
A monkey can catch a treat in the air. She does that all the time. She really does.
Not all dogs do that.
No, they don't.
The three dogs have Maisie. Throw a treat, she looks at you, runs away.
Yeah.
Then when it hits the ground, she makes sure no other dog's around, then she'll go get it. She's a golden retriever. Has really no interest in retrieving anything. Apparently, she didn't go to the meeting. Sorry about that.
I had a dog that was really, really good at basketball. And
I hope this is going somewhere because I love
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I, I, love I love the premise.
I watched Air Bud. It was a lot.
Is that it?
Yeah. I was going to keep going until somebody like Willie would go, wait a minute, isn't that just Air Bud? Yeah. And then I would confess to the lie. I had a whole thing planned out.
El Cajon.
did you think that far ahead?
I sure did. Wow. I know one of these guys will catch me.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, Josh, I used to have this dog. Right? Josh, I had this dog. He was a big dog, big as a house.
Yeah.
Big red dog.
Oh. Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah.
I realized Clifford.
Now, wait a minute. Willie, that sounds like Clifford.
No, he was my dog, Josh. He was my. I had a dog, and he was
And
Clifford.
You loved him so much, he grew and grew.
Oh,
and grew.
I've been caught in my lie!
You see how good that bit would have done?
Yeah. Pretty fun. Also, did you hear me realize...
An oof from Christy.
How little information there is about Clifford the Big Red Dog? That was all that I had. I had no ammo.
I always wanted to read the realistic Clifford books.
Oh, where he gets the mange, or he goes rabid?
Or Clifford.
They're written by Clifford Irving.
Clifford eats the... Clifford Irving.
And before you watch the...
You know who that is, Josh?
I don't.
He wrote the famous fake, claimed he'd interviewed Howard Hughes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Guy. Yeah, yeah.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
For this year's Super Bowl 55, just remember that Patrick Mahomes was 6 years old when Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl.
That's cool, isn't it?
Man, that's really right. Cool.
You go, Tom Brady.
What were you, like 41?
Let me see, 95, 38.
Oh, okay. All right. There, yeah. You look older.
Oh, that was
Wow.
Thanks a lot.
And that was when you had control of both your balls.
Was it?
No. No. God, no.
I'd say he's in more control.
That didn't happen until about, I don't know, 45.
4 years ago.
45, okay. 46.
I'm glad you got him back.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a bitch, too.
Yeah, you paid a price.
All the way around. Yeah, but it was worth it, man. Good Lord.
Well, suppose Tom Greenberg says to somebody...
right back to it. The terrier of comedy.
Yeah. Gets in an argument. I'm going to take my ball and go home.
I hope so. And if anybody would do that, it would be Tom.
Yeah. That's a good line to have in your pocket.
Yes.
When you need it.
What a dumb joke.
Who is the comedian that came in here and talked at some length about... He had testicular cancer and he got a check. He's doing fine now. But yeah, it's very serious, fellas. If you have a lump like a pea down there,
that's the perfect answer.
I accept that joke as offensive as it is.
Thank you very much.
I think Edda would
give her
would
something
enjoy
to
that.
Do. Get mad at that. Give her something to do.
Okay,
that's it.
Okay. Oh, that's sports.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Would you at least listen to the show a little bit? I know you like to look forward and pre-sell the hell out of it, but you're not in the room, you know? Be a good sport. Christy, you see what you can do.
A giant snow penis has appeared in a Swedish town.
Was it alive? That'd be a movie.
Boy.
They have the technology now to do that.
Just crawling along.
Oh, sure, yeah.
A 10-foot-tall, atomically detailed male member.
Anatomically. Now, if we're an atomic.
It would be.
The attack of the atomic snow penis. Boy. Now we've got a movie.
Yeah. It was erected
in a mushroom tip cloud.
The anatomically detailed male member was erected in the middle of a roundabout just outside the town of Boris.
Nice.
Or Boras.
Yeah.
Following
how do you
snowfall
spell it?
On Tuesday.
Don't, no, you're not going to get away with it. How do you spell it?
B-O-R-A-S.
Definitely Boras. Your thoughts, Josh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The famous sports agent, Scott Boras. It's spelled same spelling.
Motorist.
Boras.
I thought you were going to say the famous sports announcer, Chick Boras.
I would never.
I'm not even here.
Motorist Para Larson told a local newspaper, quote, this is the
we're
fifth
on your
year.
Side.
It has been there, and I think it's a fun thing.
Have you
However,
seen a picture of it, Christy?
I have not. The Swedish Transport Administration has said the snow penis poses a safety risk. Sofia Lindahl, press communicator at the Swedish Transport Administration, told local media, quote, there must be no signs or artistic expressions that disturb the traffic environment and safety.
Okay, Josh, I don't know if you want to cover this thing.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
I Googled the article, and the article you're that's from doesn't have a photograph, but I did find a photograph. As you can see, it is gigantic, and it does have the testicular area, but you'll notice the most significant thing about it.
Yeah, the vein is what's concerning me.
Yes, it's quite clearly circumcised, very veiny.
Very vascular.
And it's huge, and it's white.
Sure. Well, it's made of snow.
Snow, yeah.
Snow penis. What color do you think it would be?
It's huge.
Oh, jeez.
Pat, I gave you an assignment.
Yes, you did.
And I sent you the photograph. How's it going in there?
I'm done.
Okay, go ahead. Give it to
Carly
us.
Carly Simon?
What?
Let me get through it, please. You showed up one wintry morning, right by a roundabout. Two big snowballs, a shaft one eye, making the young girl shout. You had the one eye pointed skyward, while cars drove around the cold de sac.
Very good.
Thank you. All of the dudes wished that that was their penis. That was their penis. And yo, so veiny. That was Mick Jagger. But it probably should have just made a snowman. Yo, so veiny. Little kid should just see a snowman, not a nude man. Oh. I'm done.
I like the Mick Jagger.
Yeah. It just makes an appearance all of a sudden.
Yeah, that was interesting.
But this thing is...
it's pretty disturbing. I took a look at it. I'm not posting that on my Twitter.
It's not just phallic looking. It is quite...
Somebody went to some real trouble.
No denying what it is.
And it's huge.
Well, back in the day, I used to consider myself a bit of a snow artist, and I even crafted a snow penis one time.
Right.
But I kept mine horizontal. It stayed on the ground.
I have pictures of it.
This genius has taken this into the sky.
Yeah, this is a three-dimensional thing now. Yeah.
And the one you did, there was just enough snow so that there was sort of a lot of sticks and stuff in it. It was quite disturbing.
Yeah, it was that weird late November snow where there's if you don't rake.
You don't think we should post this, Christy?
I didn't. I chose not to. Okay. You can post it on the Bob and Tom.
Well, we can put a link to the article. Well, that does not. I guess we can just put a link to it there. It is absolutely hilarious.
Wow, it is.
It's very detailed.
It's aggressive.
It's kind of stubby, isn't it?
It is a little stubby. I thought
that. To sculpt snow like that, do you have to spritz it with a little bit of water to get it to.
Probably, to freeze into the veins?
Great, if you were having a snowball fight, that would be great packing.
The ball seems spread out, too. What's going on there?
Yeah, big bass.
Yeah. Like the AC/DC song. I've got big bass.
It's that all about that troubling. Bass. About that bass. Ugh. Big. Well, anyway, it's quite something, Christy.
Yeah. A Norwegian man who peed his pants in public to win a contest now claims his prize money was confiscated by authorities.
Why? He earned it.
According to the New York Post, Mr. Dan Holt attempted the challenge put up by the Finnish sunglasses company Nopeat, which encouraged contestants to film themselves doing an insane stunt and saying, quote, Nopeat made me do it. The 23-year-old from Haugesund told the Post he dressed... Haugesund?
Okay, sorry. Right. I heard that wrong.
Yeah.
You hear whatever you want, what I said.
Hugginut? What was it?
No, what?
Hugginut? No.
Hug a butt.
Hug that butt.
Come here.
Told the Post he dressed up as Santa Claus and took a bong rip of tobacco inside a shopping mall. In another stunt, Holt peed his pants inside the mall.
How about that?
Posted the wild footage on Instagram, learned on January 5th that he'd won and would be getting cash sent from the company by mail.
Well done, sir.
For dramatic effect.
And this is supposed to get people to buy sunglasses.
I guess.
Josh and I watched a couple of guys pee their pants on a stage.
Remember we sure
that?
Did.
Yeah. What?
Oh, boy.
What was that for?
Took their shoes off.
Oh, it was a big...
Poured it on the stage.
Oh, was it one of those on-stage winner prize?
Nope. It was the host of a big party, and he decided to pee.
He decided to...
And we watched it go, and then he took his boot off and poured it out. And
that's a party.
It was...
I think we decided to leave. Not right after
This might not be for us.
Yeah,
for,
I'd be thinking, where's my coat?
Yeah.
As soon as that happens.
For dramatic effect.
I haven't peed my pants since last week.
Oh, doing pretty good. What happened last week?
Oh, they were my pajama bottoms.
Yeah.
And it was really dark and late at night, and I was really tired and didn't realize that I had a bifurcated stream.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You and that bifurcated stream.
Walked back to the bedroom and realized that part B had been going apparently more or less horizontal. Hey, look, I'm a man. I'll admit it. Took a quick trip to the shower. And
so you took a shower?
Oh, yeah. I had no idea it was a... I'm not going to get back in bed with urine all over my leg.
It dries pretty quick.
Yeah. You'd be astounded how quick it dries,
it's
actually.
It's organic.
It's just water, kind of, basically.
No, it's not. It's...
Yeah, kind of.
Really?
Okay, you drink enough water.
When we come back, I'm going to give you a glass of quote, it's just water. It's the new energy drink from Tom's urinary
tract. And I've got a shot glass of it's just protein for you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.